That's the first mahalach in Rashi in Gistra. Rashi has another mahalach, Lishnachina, Lishabi Gistra, Shlo Yidras. Gistra means not to Jossa. Afka Dil Kashita, Lachmash Messina, Yesh Mem Shenichta, some are not Lachmash Messina. The guy in Jossa, Mafkin Lukaman, in the Shachat, Eim v'shachat el loshin u'moshach. So it's interesting. Rashi means on a different pasuk to drasa. The Gemara says Eim v'shachat el loshin of u'moshach. It means it's a slicing action, not a chopping action. Yemiri hilchas ha'ashara. So it's a little funny. Why we do pesukim to drasa? Gosh, why need one pasuk with drasa? Okay, fine. Tamen och mishtinai. Not talking about drasa. Only another four psulim. And then we have Rashi has two psukim for drasa. One the shachat, and our pasuk l'shav gistra. Gistra drasa kari gistra. It's not mesnisin. Hayishayche v'hitches ezraish v'asachas alma drasa loshen ataz ezraish v'asachas. And gistra, because the gistra is cutting it in half, as the gistra means, chopping it in half. So that mifnei shamayuch maybe says Rashi any chaytik elfi daitai. Kshu writes moishches yadai. When you're slicing something, cutting something, you're in control. You can stop cutting whenever you want. But if you're chopping something, yeah, then you can't always. You don't have full control exactly where it should stop. Right? So therefore, that's the difference. That's why drasa. That's the difference between cutting and drasa. Havadayir is that chaytich k'mash chaytich makel dak oit las oit kaflut shechaytich mikayich umatnez lalon. That's the difference between hataza, cutting it off, chopping off, or cutting. So that's what we're saying that male gistra is chopping. That's what we're learning from. Hataza is chopping. That's not cutting. Now, so this comes out from Rashi in second shot. That our Gemara Gistra is Pasha telling me you can't do chopping. Now you can't cut the mafrekes. You can't chop. As opposed to slicing. we know it is the five. The Gemara says the five psul is shechita. Yeah, the Gemara says the shi'ah dras chalal garam ikur. Right, lo chamesh v'sinim. The Gemara says they're all five. So according to Rashi, dras is by itself. El may say for Rashi that the Gemara throws all together. They're grara. We put all five together, bet Sam, it's really four plus one. It's really only four is Lachmash Rasinai. The fifth one of Jossa has its own pasuk. So that the Raj takes the issue with. The man also.
Rashi says Yishman
Shinichtu. Right.
So also Jossa is a Lachmash Rasinai.
There's not a Lachmash Rasinai.
It's both.
No.
The From the halacha which we see now, some of them are also written.
Even Rashi was suggesting.
He means even Hilchos Shechita, the general Loch Moshe B'Sinai, not all the Hilchos Shechita is Loch Moshe B'Sinai. It doesn't mean it's Loch Moshe B'Sinai and a pasuk. It's Loch Moshe B'Sinai. What do you need a pasuk for? B'Shoyim Dichdin and Sanda and Rashi. Okay, Pirush Rashi, Rashi quotes Rashi. But Loshon Shein, Loshon Shabbos, Loshon Yidros. All the Kama, Dros Loch Hilchos Gemir Loch, Lav Dafka. El Begrar, the Shiach Loch, the Gram Menachat. That the Rashi says, Mechtesi. Why is he throwing drasa? There's no shaykhis. You have this thing of five, mechtesi. It's not five, it's four. Like, what shaykhis drasa with the rest of them? Void. Especially in our Gemara, when our Gemara says, right, how does the Gemara get to that? The Gemara says, yeah, Vesu, Shia, drasa, chalada, gram, vikam, and alon, yeah. Then the Gemara says, right, hello, right side. The Gemara says, so where do you know, right? The Sul, because Rashi, where do you know the rest of them from? Elamai, Lach, Rashi, Rashi, Sinai. It's here also, Elach, Shalai, Rashi, Shav, Gistro. It's not over here. It's misleading at best to throw in the Drasa. If we're going to learn out Drasa now, and Drasa is not part of the Lach, Rashi, Rashi, Sinai, in our Gemara, you can't throw in Drasa, and then say, oh, we're learning out Drasa from the Pasuk. That doesn't make any sense, says Rashi. Elamai, says the Rajba, Elamai, that Avad the Drasa is part of Lachem Mishma Sinai. I, the Gemara says Veshachat. I, the Gemara says Veshachat, that it's a Lashon of Mashicha, and that's when we learn the Gemara later, that's when we know Drasa from Veshachat. Forget about our Pasuk. Yeah, but there's another Pasuk. Forget about our Rashi. Yeah, Gister is Drasa, but there's a Pasuk of Veshachat the Gemara learns that. I, Lachem Mishma Sinai. Rajba says, it's Machta Ba'alma. It's not that I had a aura. Is it what? When the Gemara says, you learn that from Meshachat. Lafuke Drasa. Right? So, the Gemara Naflamid. So, the Gemara Meshachat. Ein Meshach El Moshach. Yeah? So, it's a smach de malma. It's not where you know it from, really. It's Lach Mesh B'Sinai. It's a smach de malma. So, it's not that I had a aura. Yeah, the Shaykh Asmachta on Loch Moshe Messina. It makes sense to have a Asmachta on something that's learned by Loch Moshe Messina. What's my problem? Because Kidua is the famous Machoikis Ritva and the Rambam. And what is the gather of Asmachta? Okay? The Ritva Roshan that has Zayin says that Asmachta. He said, it's of the Rambam. Rambam in the Akdam Pirush Mishnayis says that Asmachta is just a way to remember it. You have something Gemara says, right? Rabbanon across Machmah. Countless places in Shas, Gemara is Pasuk, Gemara is what do you mean, I is Rabbanon? Okay, it really is Rabbanon, but the cross is Smachta Ba'alma. What's a Smachta Ba'alma? Rabbanon that has Smachua Krah. Says the Rambam, it just means it's a way of remembering it. You know, an el to hang your hat on. Just a way to remember it from the pasuk. But Batsam, there is absolutely no significance in the fact that it's a smachta. Absolutely no significance. It's not a smachta, like the Gemara says, a smachta ma'alma. It's not a smachta. Yeah, that's what Rambam says very clearly in Pirush Mishnayis. Not Dama, Pirush Mishnayis. Ritva, not calling Rambam by name, has some sharp words to offer about this shita. And Ritva says, he's going to the Gemara Roshana, Tezayin. The Gemara says, talks about the Psukim of Malchus, Zechroinos, and Shaifer that we say in Musaf Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, in case you know. So the Gemara says, Amakosh Baruch Hu, Imu Lefanei Malchus, Zechroinos, and Shaifers. Yeah? Malchus, Tam Lechuni Aleichem, Shaifers. Yeah? The Gemara says, Amakosh Baruch Hu. Yeah? So yeah, what do you mean Amakosh Baruch Hu? The Psukim, Malchus Shechonah Shaifer, is Rabbanan. So what's Amakosh Baruch Hu? Yeah? Zok the Ritva, Elamai, because, and this Betzim is Rashi in Chumash, Zichron Shua, the Pasuk Zichron Shua. Right? So Rashi says that that's talking about the Psukim. Zichron Shua. Yes, okay. Kitzer, so... Ritva says that, but it's not a real drasha, right? It's just an asmachta. Yeah, zichron shua, zichron when Rashi is grounded when it's on Shabbos, there's no shayv. You only have zichron shua. You only have the psukim, but the whole psukim is only rabbanon. The Raman screams at Rashi. The psukim is only rabbanon. Says the Ritva that Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, meaning there's an asmachta here, and when there's an asmachta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to the rabbis. Kol ma sheyesh lanu ma'asmachtam and apostle. Hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shiroi lasses came. Elish lekav b'chay v'masal chamim. Whatever is asmachta, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a hint from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the chachamim to make this takana. Yeah? Elamai, it's up to them to decide if they want to make it or not. But Elamai said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hinting to them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't conveyed entirely, he left it up to the rabbis. But back to him, the asmachta is not asmachta ba'alma, about the asmachta is meaningful. And it says the Ritva, that anyone says not like that, Zedov Bar Vemes. Look at the Mefarshim. Asmach the Shukiderach Simon. Shnos Nachamim. V'loy Shekavonas Atarel Kach. Chas V'Shalom. Yishtaka Adov V'Loy Yomer. Shezu Das Minus Hu. He's talking about the Rambam. Yeah. Shezu Das Minus. It's up in courses. Says Ritva. Okay. Now, what? He doesn't quote the Rambam by name, but that's obviously who he's referring to. Now, so I was wondering, back to our sugya. Let's not forget what we're going to call it. Is Shaykh Asmachna on Aloch Mesh Messina? Huh?
Doesn't it say Shiurim?
And now you became a sukkah guy over here, huh? The sukkah got past that phase, huh?
Yeah.
You got at least the aleph and at least the daf hey. Okay, very good. We'll get to that in a second. I'm asking, I just gave you machlokes Rambam and Ritva what a smacht is. Based on this machlokes, I'm asking you a question. Is it shayach a smacht and loch moshu masinai? What? Rambam, yeah, and the Ritva. Why?
Has a connection to the drush of the pasuk and the.
Well, explain to me why the Fidei Ritva can't is not shy of smacking up
the
machine. What?
Because
the rabbi. Hashem's not going to tell Moshe if you want the rabbis to call.
Aloch is the raisa. Okay, Aloch is the raisa. Hashem already told you. Say it better. Yeah, because Baruch Hu already told you. As if it says in the Torah. So what was shy of smacking? Asmach is the Kesparuch is hinting at you to make it in the Rabbanah. But Moshe is the Raisa. It's not the fear of us, not Shaykh Asmachta. Yeah? On Aloch Mesh Messina. The Rambam, it's just a way to remember Shaykh and Aloch Mesh Messina. Now it's interesting. So I looked at the Rambam again, the Bishop Shayez, and the Rambam over there, Taka brings down the Gemara and Sukkah that Jackie mentioned, where the Gemara says that the Shiurim, the Shir of Kazayas, all the Shiurim, Aloch Mesh Messina. The Gemara said, what do you mean? Eretz Chit Desaira, every single fruit over there is Negev to Shurim. So Chayit the Rais. The Gemara says, no, it's Aloch Mesh Messinai, across Machtav Alma. That's the pasuk that the Rambam, that's the example the Rambam brings, the Gabi Asmachta, that it's just a Simon Ba'alma. Then Chayit, I think the only Mekhshan the Rambam is, what he's trying to say is, Akar Chanala Gurdva. Because if you see that, it's Shaykh Aloch Mesh Messinai. It's just a way of remembering, and it's not something that that's insignificant. So I don't know, Taka, how the Ritva is going to learn the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Hei. The Halacha Mesh Messinai, I looked over, there's no Ritva over here. I wanted to see the Ritva over here, says like the Rishonim and Rashi, there's no Ritva. So I don't know how he learns Daf Hei. How the Shaykh Asmachta on Aloch Mesh Messinai, the whole idea of Asmachta is that it's a way to hint the Chazal to make it in Rabbah.
Okay. There has to be that there's such a thing?
What?
There has to be that there's such a thing?
That what?
Asmachta on Aloch Mesh Messinai?
The Gemara says, that's masculine. The Gemara in the Sukkah Daf Hei. I just got the Gemara by Shiurim. Say, you know, the Rishonim always happen to say it, you know. Right, but I don't know how, you know, I don't know how the girl's gonna learn. So I don't know. So Vaitan. Okay. It's a bit of an aside, but okay. So. Okay, so that's Shitas Rashi. Now, Taisus. So Taisus goes back to the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. So when the Gemara says, you know, so maybe we should do, one second. Well, Taisus, maybe. Okay, we'll do Taisus. The Su, she draws the Chalot. The Gemara has the Kasha. We asked that who said that it means, right? The chatei, who said it means, what's it called? Beim ozna, yeah. Beim karv merakash, beim karv ozna adam nefesh. So the Gemara asked, another kasha, where do you know the rest of the halachas? Elamai, lachmesh sinai. So this is mitzvah, those lachmesh sinai. That's why the Gemara rejects Rav Kana, and the next Gemara also as well rejects Rav Yemer, similarly. So, Elamai, what's the Pasuk telling me? The Gemara is saying, the Pasuk is telling me for Gistra. So Rashi's Garis Vesu, that the Gemara is asking a series of Kashas on Rav Kana, a series of Kashas on Rav Yemer, and the extra last Kash is, we didn't know the rest of the Halacha is from. Elamai, it's all Halachamish V'Sinai, it's all Halachamish V'Sinai, and the Pasuk is Gistra. Taisa says, "B'chalas from Gassin ul tamech u'b'gunches agiya v'su v'koshet perushay di'a shas kamer lo u'masik d'kra asa l'shav v'gistra v'chein b'samach gab b'kra d'v'zavachta muki l'kra l'shav v'gistra." The next Gemara, let's see the Gemara quickly. Rav Yehi Marama amakra v'zavachta makush is up. Chateyu. May mashma d'hai chateyu l'shem d'mitbaru d'chsev al tira v'al teichas v'ema m'chait mai Zav aydei chitoi beinon. Vay zav meila. Veima meliboi. Vesu shiya drasa chalal la gemara. Gam veikag ben alen el gemara. El gemara. Shkita metzav na mi gemara. Kran el maasa. Lo yashav egis. Shas ez rashi. She zav dame zav. Chiteyu shabreyu. Kloimar chatcheyu. Cut it. Kloimar. Says chatcheyu. Right? Not shabreyu. Who's worried about the kloimar chatcheyu? Mechait ma shu zav. Leicha tamid. Everybody knows the dam b'kra likes it. Doesn't say libay. Doesn't say what's being zav. Libay im titka by sakin. If you stab it in the heart, there's gonna be lots of blood. Yeah, the heart's got a lot of blood in it. Uzav dam harbe. Lo yishav v'gistra. It's interesting. Over here, Rashi flips it and has the dross a second. Lo yidrais the hacha mash b'chatei ad sheyazai v'sulai. Right. Oh, so Rashi time. How do you know drasa? Right. From this pasuk. So you only do this and not more. Meaning, like Rashi said before, you have control. Vesulai said you can only have control when you're cutting, not when you're chopping. Avodayir zayim biyad l'manaya l'mishach yaday uvelish nachrina k'depishes chateyu ad makan chuzah vesulai mayav mehaykra umar yalef la mehaykra. So I was busy this morning. Who's the mar? Who's the mar over here? Because the chayra, according to Rashi, Rav Yemer and Rav Kana, they only learned it out. They learned it out from Pasuk Tzaber. They didn't learn out Gistra. It's the Gemara. So what's the mar? The mar, Kasha. Because the Taisus has Kasha Rashi. Back to Taisus. Yeah. Lomli Trei Kroy. Lomli trei kroy. So meila, when you do pasukim, they tell you gistra. What? Okay. So why? How can they know what? If it's the Gemara, it's saying it. So it's not the Demarayim. Okay, that's good. It's time. It's the Gemara that's saying Kod Rashi. Right? Rav Yemer of Kana will learn out Mitzvah. It's the Gemara. So the truth of the matter is, if you look at the Rajba, the Rajba, that's some answers, but not really for, not necessarily for Rashi. Depends on what Rashi. Because the Rajba learns, we mentioned it briefly yesterday, that how does the Rajba learn, what's the problem of Gistra? Right? What's the problem of Gistra? for the Rajba. Yesterday we had various malachim, right? First the shaila whether it's nevela, and then the shaila was either because it's chasar the ma'aseh shechita or the killing is with the siman with the chodesh Adar, like the Taz said, or just saying you don't need to do gistra upon him. What is the problem of gistra for the Rajba? Said what? So Rajba says the problem is the dam. Because it's mavliya, if you cut mafrakes, it's mavliya the dam. It's mavliya the dam in the Evarim. Oh, says Raj goes through the sugya. The Rajba says the first pasuk is a pasuk by kachim. So then, what's the problem by kachim? By kachim, the dam utzarach. By kachim, he needs rikas the dam. So that's why it's a problem of the dam is nil bevar. You're not going to have the dam if you cut my frakes. That's a problem by kachim, which wouldn't necessarily be a problem by chulin, by shechitas chulin. The second pasuk is telling me, that what? Even by chulin it's a problem. Because the first pasuk is with my kachim. B'shachat is ben abakar, it's with my kachim. Second pasuk is b'zavach, that's with my chulin. That's the pasuk when it came there to Israel. Basataiva. So that's with machulin. Oh, so what's the pshat? Why by chulin is a problem? The dam is nivel beivarim. So that the Rajba, that the Raj is a problem of dam. It's a problem of dam. What? Rabbi dam eivarim shapir shemak mukayma even nivel bakemacher. There is a problem of eating the dam. Yeah, it's a problem of dam. So al kaparim. Yeah, the problem being that. Oh, so here there's got a vikuach between the Rajba and the Ra'ah back and forth in the Teres Abayis. The Ra'ah takes issue with the Rajba, and he says, if you're telling me the pasuk tells me that the dam is a problem, yeah, the pasuk tells me that the dam is a problem, that the dam shenivul evarim is a problem, yeah, they can't eat it, yeah, because it went from place to place. You know, dam evarim is okay, but not when it moved. The Rajba says, so male is a problem. So then, so Gemara Kufi Gimel, yeah, Gemara Kufi Gimel. Shmuel wakes up over there that if you cut the mafrekes, yeah, there's a problem. But yeah, I'm a Shmuel. I show mafrekes shabayim. I come to Zinafsha. I raise a mach benis habaser. The guy is less brius. Umavli adam bevarim. Yeah, since you're ripping people off because meat that has more blood in it is heavier, and you're really charging them for blood. And it's a problem of dam. The Gemara's mesupik is a problem. Is a problem only that you're stealing, or is a problem that's had to add some dam? L'day nami aser because it's dam, because it's dam. So you can't eat yourself. It's not just a problem of selling it and ripping people off. You can't eat yourself because of the dam. So their God is Machlekes Rashi and the Rajba. Yeah? When the Gemara says the tzad of the Gemara is the problem of you yourself to eat it. Is that a problem to eat it raw? To eat it b'umtza? Was that even a problem if you want to salt it? You want to cook it? You want to salt it and cook it? Rashi is the only problem is eating it raw. The only problem is eating it raw. Because dam moves. So it's, even though you're allowed to eat raw meat without malicha, but not over here. Because dam moved. But if you want to do malicha, you want to salt it, then as long as it didn't come in dam with cooking, then the salt will take it out.
We're talking about when you shechted as mefrakes.
Mefrakes, on this gemara here. So but the Rajm himself over there says not like that. The Rajm himself says that it means not from the rif. The Rajm says that you can't eat it at all. If malicha won't take it out either, the Rajm says malicha won't take it out either. What?
Why won't malicha take it out?
Kasha for Maisa. I told you already. There's a certain book that's, you know. And Mashin of Kateri, Boy the Mechel, and Ebn Licha, Shaper Dami. Oh, no, I'm sorry, if I can. The Hilchas are remaining Mashma. Okay, according to the Riff, it's okay. Rashi. Sorry. The Raj means that from the Rif. The Rif says Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, you can't eat it raw. You could eat it cooking. And the Rashi himself, Av Rashi, Rashi says Malika. I feel Malika. Rashi says doesn't work. Av Rashi ain't a garis b'omza. Ibay mechal pirzal. I feel Malika. It's the problem. The Rif, the Rashi was dying in the Rif. He could salt it, and he might die from Rashi. That doesn't help. But also, oh, so that first the guy, the Taz asked on the Rajba. The Rajba himself, in the beginning, he says like the Rif that Malika helps. Yeah. So if Malika helps, then how can the Rajba learn by us? The problem is Gistra is Al Saddam. The Rajba over there says Malika helps.
Can you explain
a few Rashi names? What? He's going within Rashi. Okay. Say it here. Oh. So Maisa though, fine. So that's the way says the Ra, what are you talking about? Says the Ra, what are you talking about? That he said, if that's true, so what's Shmuel coming on the Afkofi Gimel? Oh, if you break my frekas, you got a problem. This is psukim. The psukim chav zayin. This is psukim that you can't do gistra, according to the Raj, but the problem was the blood. You're not able to eat the meat because of the blood. Yeah? So what? Also, Shmuel wakes up that you can't shed my frekas. Okay. The whole sukkah. What? Okay, so Raj was, what? And he ends up with a take, right? His name is Mesupik, right? The word's Mesupik. Oh, so Rajma said, okay, so Shmuel's going Lefi, the other Shire, is all the truths from the Gemara we know we're not Tzapar. And Akhnal, if you have Kana, if you have Yemer, the Gemara on Amar Aleph, then, and Akhnal, we have a Pasik. Oh. So just, the Ra'ah, says the Ra'ah, furthermore says the Ra'ah, he says, you got it all wrong. The Gemara Kofi Gimel is if you shave the mafrekas. If you break the mafrekas, that's what the Gemara says. Yeah? That's what the Gemara says, that it's mavliya the dam. But if you cut the mafrekas, you shech the mafrekas, that there's no problem.
Why is it
different?
Why does breaking it mean that there's more dam than just cutting it?
I don't know. And the Rajba, again, same answer. And the Rajba says, if you look at Rashi, it's like it's very funny, Kedarakam, the quibbling. When Rashi says over there, Machbez Bas, Rashi said, Fisha Bishashki Tasai, he truda lohitzi dam. Ukshashayv mafrakta, mihtech tsarasa, ain't bakayach lis aneach lohitzi dam. The animal, since it's, you're breaking its neck, so it doesn't have kayach to be mighty the dam. Yeah? Listen, neich loitzi dam. Because it's too much bitzara. Yeah, it says the Rajma, what?
You cut off a head, and blood doesn't come out? Too much tzara?
What?
I don't understand.
Blood comes out, but it's not mavliya. It's a question of whether... But
it's not mavliya.
The question is whether it's not... It won't be mighty all the dam, the dam will be nidl bevar. Canal. Now... Oh, so Rajma says, hello, Roy says, Rajma asks the Ra, it's Adrava, right? It makes more sense in Rashi that if you're cutting it, yeah, then if you do it in one shot, okay, so it doesn't chop, you know what I mean? It's a good, but if you're cutting it, then, right? If you're cutting it, then the animal's more bizarre. So Mela. It's more of a svara to say that it's more of a svara to say that it will That cutting will be mavliya, according to Rashi. Now, so the Ra, interesting, is going to get to the next Gemara. Very important, the next Gemara. The Ra brings a raya, yeah, that cutting the mafrekas is not a problem with the blood. Only break the mafrekas. What's his raya? Right for the next Gemara. I assume everyone started the next Gemara. Gemara learns out, that it's talking about that you already cut. It's hutas, shekfar hutas. Yeah? You did shechita kfar hutas. What does it mean, kfar hutas? The head's chopped off. So that's Ra, why is the head chopped off? You cut siman. Why is the head chopped off?
Rashi.
All here is siman. I am familiar with the Rashi. Says the Ra, it says hutas. The head is chopped off. Why is the head chopped off? Elamai says the Ra, it's talking about that you cut the mafrekas also. You cut the mafrekas, the head's not get chopped off. Aye, it's mavliya adam. So why can you do that by kachim? Elamai, no, there's a difference between breaking the mafrekas and cutting the mafrekas, shech the mafrekas. That's the Ra's right for the next Gemara. Yeah? And he says, he throws in over there, chagav, that. Yeah, Vashus Nasuna Loy Lishkait Balachta, the Shaykh the Kayan is allowed to do that. Why? Komash Yirza. Shleinem and Behema Loy Avdil. Doesn't say by Behema.
He's bringing a distinction between the two words, correct?
What two words?
Cracking and Shchita.
When the Gemara. The Gemara there talks about Shoyvers Mafrakas, and over here we're talking about Shech Mafrakas. Is Mechal between Shech Mefrekas and Shev Mefrekas? And he's arriving more later. Why is it Hutas? He says, and the Kayan has no problem of cutting the Mefrekas because no din of Havdalah. There's no din of Layavdil. By Behemoth doesn't say Layavdil. So therefore he's allowed to cut the Mefrekas. Yeah? So Mela, that's a normal process is cut mafrekas. That's why Mela talks about the head's already chopped off. Yeah. So here the Rajba classic, he chaps him on every he had his last meal, he chaps him on up to half a word that he said they didn't really mean. Yeah. He says, you're telling me you're talking about Havdalah by cutting the mafrekas. Yeah? That means you obviously have no clue what does Havdalah mean. You have absolutely no clue. Okay? Because the whole Sugan of Chav, we saw the Gemara, we hear the Rashi, that Havdalah is in the Simanim. Havdalah is in some that Shaykh the Shechita. Havdalah is in the Simanim. Yeah? Havdalah is not in Mefrekes. So you're telling me the reason why by Behema, he's allowed to cut the Mefrekes because there's no Layavdil by Behema. Only by Chatas Oif is Layavdil. Says the Raj, but obviously you have no clue what Havdalah means. Because if you knew what Havdalah meant, then you wouldn't tell me that the reason why you lied to Shech Mefrekes is because there's no Havdalah. What Shaykh is that? This is Raj was screaming at the back of this in the Mishmeres Habayis, yeah.
Is that strictly relevant what he's saying?
What?
Is that even relevant what he's saying? He's saying that.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. It's not relevant to what he's saying. Right? But he says it though. So Mela, he said it, okay, you gotta pay, you know what I mean? You gotta eat it, you know what I mean? Bayez Bay, Shar Aleph, page Chav Bayez. Okay, there's some more fun over here, but okay.
Wait, why does Rashi say he doesn't know what Havdalah is?
Why does Rashi say? Because Havdalah is in the Simanim. Chatas Oif, you can't check two simonim. That's going to chof and beis. Havdalah has to do now. It's ma'akev in the shechita, but it has to do with shaykh in the shechita. That's why the R, the Gemara says, is not shaykh Havdalah by the R, right? Because it's not shaykh. It's not in the simonim. Yeah. So Meila, what are you telling me? Oh, you're allowed to check the mafrekas because there's no Havdalah by behema. Yeah. Okay. That means if you're talking about Havdalah by mafrekas, it means you don't know what Havdalah is. You didn't listen sugya. Now chof. So. Back to our Gemara. So according to Rajba, why did we go? I mean, anyway, but according to the Rashba, it's not Shreita Harz Kasha why I need to psuk him. Because one's talking about Kachim, one's talking about Chum. They're both about Dam. Yeah? And the Mayim being Mashma is, in the Rashba, the question is, when the Rashba says the whole thing, is he saying it in Rashi or not saying it in Rashi? It sounds a little bit like saying it in Rashi. Maybe. So that would be an answer. Is Kasha why you need to psuk him? If we're talking about Dam, then it makes sense why you need to psuk him. He won't pass like for what you call it? For Kasha, one for Chol. Although the Rashi, though, is maybe not mash like that. Rashi is Mar Machada, Mar Yalf May Haikra, or Mar Yalf May Haikra. Not mash like the Rashba. Rashi is Mar Yalf May Haikra. It's Mashma learning out the same thing. He learns out from here, and he learns out from there. Like we said, it's two different Amarayim. Yeah? But according to the Rashba, it's not true. Ma Yalef Kachin, Uma Yalef Chulin. Right? So that Rashba is Mashma, not like the Rashba. Why is it Kosh game? It's a different. What? It's a different issue. It's a different issue. Wait. If the problem is that the problem is also dam, right? We had the Ramban. If the problem is you can't eat the dam, by kachim it's not a problem.
Why not? You can't eat the dam by kachim.
You can't
eat it.
You put it on his
bech. Well, kachim that you eat.
Kachim that you eat.
It's roasted.
Okay.
It's roasted.
Say it. What?
It's roasted. What? It's roasted.
No.
No. Wait. Who said? Who said that? In our Gemara, there's a problem with Fidur Ajba, there's a problem with Malik. There's a problem with Malik. There's no problem with Sli. Dam Shanivla. Sli will get it out. Moshe decided that even though we're going there, Malik won't get it out. Maybe Sli not. Maybe it could be right. I don't know. And who? Me Gililach Razu. Who told you this is the secret over here? What?
The book.
Okay. So that's his first Kash and Rashi. Okay? Why need to psuk him? Voi, the mefarish, the shavag istra, shleyachtoi chatzavar, imasimon. Hechi mashma, mevishachat. Where do you see this in the pasuk? Where do you see in the pasuk? It can't shech the mefrekes. So this we already said yesterday. L'chai Rashi bavarns this. Right? Rashi bavarns this. Rashi said, v'suloi, lo shavag istra, shleyachtoi chatzavar, yeah? Achi mashma, chate yohaitzi is dama v'sulai. Haitzi is dama v'sulai. Haitzi is dama v'sulai. So that's where the pasuk says, maitzi dam. So we understand that maitzi dam, that's it. You don't have to do anything else. So, yeah. Void. The pasuk tells me that you don't shecht mafrekes. Why would I ever have a mina that you would? Why would I ever have a mina that you would? We need a pasuk to tell me lo shavag istra that you don't shecht mafrekes. In the pasuk tell me you don't shecht mafrekes. Why would I think you do? Why would I think you do?
I mean, you can. You might think that you can.
So that depends on how you learn Rashi, right? We discussed yesterday Barichos, yeah. According to Rashi, is that saying that it's usur, or is that saying you don't have to? Right? And Machoikis, the Mordechai, Rabban Baruch, and the Rav Yoh. Rav Yoh and Rashi, that it's possible. And the Mordechai and the Rashi, they don't have to. But they won't possible. Yesterday, we made a whole Cheshem to Rashash, that was said as one mashma like the Rav Yoh. But l'chayr, this taisur is muchach. Taisur is weighing in over here on this issue, because if the Gemara, the Pasuk is telling me that it's Aser, you have to have a kasha. If it's telling me you don't have to do more than the Simonim, so it's a kasha. Okay, Mechtesi. Why would I think you do have to do more? Yeah? It means Tais understood in Rashi, and when Shleshav Gisra means you shecht the Simonim and you don't have to shecht more, so he says, why didn't the Pasuk tell me you don't have to shecht more? Why would I think you have to shecht more? But if Tais is learning Rashi, like the Ravio, that what? That Rashi is saying that's also the shecht more, okay, you don't have a kasha. Why would I? You don't have a kasha. The Pasuk telling me that if you shecht more, it's an avail. So it's not a kasha. Tais got it. Why would I think that you should shecht more? And Chaim is no happening that I would think that you would shecht more. How many was that if you do shecht more, it's not possible. Kamash Mami, if you do shecht more, it's possible. Sentai is no kasha. Tyson is saying, why would I think that you shecht more? Is obviously understanding in Rashi that the pasuk is telling me you don't need to shecht more. Why would I think you need to shecht more? If the pasuk is telling me you can't shecht more, then Tyson is no kasha. There's no havmira that you need to shecht more. The havmira was that if you do shecht more, it's okay. Kamash Mami, if you shecht more, it's possible. So it's very clear that Tyson learns like the Mordechai. Venira kigirs as farm than the garasi utamech ravuna kamerlo. Shchitim atzaver nami. Yeah. He's saying utamech. You guys are asking a bunch of kasha my pshad. According to you, so why didn't utamech? How come you didn't ask me from all the psulei shchita? Why don't you ask him all the psulei shchita? Elamai, the reason is because it's lach mashu sinai. So I'm going to tzaver also. So Elamai, I'm going to answer you. And that's why I didn't ask. Because lach mashu sinai. So I'll tell you that in chanami. Tzaver is also lach mashu sinai. So what do I need a pasuk for? Because even though it's lach mashu sinai, you have to shecht it, you have to shecht the neck, but, and not the ear, and not the chaitim. And not everything else, not the tail, not whatever it is, any other body parts has to be from the neck. But we don't know which side of the neck. Is the front of the neck or the back of the neck? That wasn't in the Lach HaMashiach Ben Sinai. Even though Shlomo asked, but if the Hilchot Shechita is Lach HaMashiach Ben Sinai, why wouldn't that part be in the Lach HaMashiach Ben Sinai? Okay, good kasha. Now Shlomo can wake up. Yeah. Aval kak leidina mecha maschal imen ha'ayrif kem liko im mitzad ha'garen b'simanim. That is what the Pasuk is telling me. That is what the Pasuk is telling me. The Kaima Hashta Milster Rav Kana. So now, according to this, Rav Kana is alive and kicking. He's not shlugged up. Kaima Milster Rav Kana. The Kama Menayel Shchita Menatzavar Dahainu Garain. Menatzavar, like Rashi said, what does Tzavar mean? The neck, the front, not the back. It's not allowed. She calls tzaver because of shechita. We call ayir because shalmika. So tzaver, we see in the Gemara, tzaver means the neck, not the back of the neck. And that is what the Gemara is saying. The lo shavu gistra. The hainu, the Torah doesn't speak it out. So what does that do with gistra? What is lo shavu gistra? What's the ayisfer over here? Says Taisa Rosh. What? Well, Shava Gistra, they shouldn't start with the Mefrakas. That's Gistra. You should, the Gistra is saying, don't start with the Mefrakas. Oh, Bofita Isris, it comes out that there's absolutely no sugya about not cutting the Mefrakas. Right? Absolutely no problem. There's no issue about Mefrakas. As long as you're starting from the front, right? You're allowed to cut the mefrakas. That's not what it's saying. Le'asa gistra means, like Rashi says, it means not to cut the mefrakas. Koin taisus, no such gemara. Koin taisus, what does the shava gistra mean? Koin taisus rosh. What does the shava gistra mean? Koin taisus rosh.
started being stubborn with it.
Because if you start with the mafrekes and you get to the simanim, then you effectively you've chopped off the head. Yeah, that's what it's saying. Don't do. But therefore, you start the other way. What happens when you get mafrekes? That's why we're not discussing
b'cha.
What? Why would it be a problem? And it says a problem. One problem might be the kufi gimel about the blood. I don't know, but our gemara is not discussing that b'cha. Okay. Let's look more right there. Tana Maisa Mahocha. Says Rashi, Amroi Maisa Lumikroid Leo. I'm the Gemara. Kidamara. Avtana. Tereskoi Maisa Mahocha. Shaila, if you Rashi, Rav Yemer of Kana, they slugged up. Are they totally slugged up or are they still alive? And Rashi, the Lashon of Rashi is the Maroyim, Rashi Mashma, they're not out, no? The Maroyim learn out from the Pasuk, or from the Gemara. And.
Maybe they're not.
What?
They say maybe they are, maybe not.
What?
Maybe they still
have the Pasuk. I don't know. I just want to know, because Tais made a point. That the Kaim Milser of Kana, according to what he's saying, Kana not slugged up. I want to know if Rashi is of Kana or Yemer slugged up. Rashi, I don't know. No, not for me on the test, yeah. Right? On the big test, multiple choice test. Because right? Is it a legit side or not? When I write all the Makairis, is this a legit side or not? Maskana. That's a shadow. Slugged up. Is it called the Havamin of Slugged up? What do you say, Rem? No, I just wondering with this Rash, because Rash is Amaroi, Maisilah, Mikroi, Dalel. Sounds like maybe in Maskona they're still learning that way. Because you have a Kash, Startmanish. But I don't know. I have to still negotiate with my board. Okay. Satana, Maisilah, Mahacha. Oh, no, I skipped the Gemara. Figure out yourself. Sanya, Rebchia Oma, Menayin L'shchita Menatzava, Shenem Mavarochu B'nei Aaron HaKayin Mes HaNesachim, says that they arranged the Nesachim, the parts of the Bein, that's being brought in Mizbeach. And in the Makrovit, Chain Tam Loim Esaroish, then it says also, Esaroish Vezapadr, Varchim Ne'an Akarim Esaroshim, Esaroish Vezapadr. It says all the Nesachim, then it says separately the Roish, the head and the fats. Matam Loim Esaroish Vezapadr, Aloy Roish Vezapadr, Bechal Nesachim Helyu. It's part of it. Lama Yatsu, Fishinem Vehivshit, Esaroilo, Venitach. Then for some reason it's not nichlal in the pasuk of the hifshit esa oyla v'nitach. Okay, we'll see exactly what that means. What is the drush exactly? It's very very complicated. Especially Rashi. Rashi is extremely impossible to read. Yeah? Tamalayma, but the Gemara Brice says that the Roish, the problem is that the Roish is Kfar Hutas. The Roish is already chopped off. Tamalayma, es Roishiv es Pidroi, v'arach. So that's why in this Pasuk, that even though Be'etzem, the Roish should not be part of the Nesachim, the Pasuk is machnas it back into the parish of the Nesachim, a separate Pasuk. Midikamer as a roish a kvar hutas mechlad the shchitim in a tzaver. If shchit is cutting off the tail, then or stabbing in the heart, then then it's not going to have anything to do with the head. So that wouldn't be a reason why the head has to be separate. We see that Shechita chops off the head. Okay, that just very nice into the words of the Gemara. Child, what's going on over here? What is this? Vehefshet v'nitach, that would have been memayit, the head, being the head was chopped off. Okay, what about the head being chopped off? Is memayit it from vehefshet as oila v'nitach? In Losh HaGemara is, yeshna b'cha hafshata. What does hafshata have to do with the head, the nitach? What's going on there? So let's see Rashi. Ainly shakuim nisacha el oisan sheyeshna b'chal hafshata k'dichsev v'hivshit v'nitach v'gab ericha k'dichsev nisachim nisachim hafshata mashma. It says v'hivshit v'nitach, then it says nisachim orchu es hanisachim. Which nisachim are we talking about? Those that before we said v'hivshit v'nitach. And that after that says that's pasuk vav. Pasuk ches talks about orcha b'nei karnim. As a nesachim, that's talking about those nesachim that were subject to v'hivshit v'nitach. My rabbi is b'chal richa gamis haroish ene b'chal hafshata. Sharei hutas b'shchita kaidma hafshata. נחים ונחדך וסימן עם קר להוטה, בפה שכל חיוסה הייתה לי בהן, וכמונח בדיקור לדמי. So since the chiyas is totally in the, actually the color chiyas is totally in the simonim, you have to be down, you know, transitioning with the tasm yesterday, with the spinal cord, ish loden, actually the color chiyas is totally in the simonim. Once you shech the simonim, command, Kumarach Baduka, it's like the head is in a box, it's gone, it's off, because all of his is gone. Oh. So therefore what? What does that do with Hafshata? Shein b'chal Hafshata, Sharei Hotaz.
Kayim
Hafshata. What?
Kayim Hafshata.
What do you mean Kayim Hafshata?
That's Rashi
says. Rashi doesn't say anything.
He does. Rashkita Kayim Hafshata. You did it before that. It's already.
And for what?
So it's not Kayim Hafshata. You cut off the head before you did Hafshata.
But why can't you do Hafshata afterwards? How does that say there's no Hafshata? How does it tell me there's no Hafshata? The fact the head's kilo cut off, why is that saying Hafshata? Hafshata means taking off the skin. So how does the head being cut off have to do with no Hafshata? And then Rashi goes on to say, you're makarv it the way it is without Hafshata. Kidamir Mizrachim. And here it's a mess with the girsas over here. The Shoinim all had the girsas, not like the Maram that adds it into Rashi. And Maram is Shver, because Maram, why is Rashi bringing this in over here? What the way the Rishonim have it, we know that the Mishnah in Zvachim, that Semer, Shebrosh HaKvasim, Vesar Shebizkan HaTiyashim, yeah? Also, the Rishonim don't quote the part of Atzamas and the Gidim, and the Karnayim, and the Tlafim. Shneb, Victor HaKain, Ezekal HaMizbecha. And also the Rishonim bring down a different pasuk for some reason, not that pasuk, that pasuk S. The Rishonim, the way Rishonim had Rashi, Rashi is bringing down the Mishnah in Zvachim, which tells me that you're makriv the head with the hair. So that means obviously you didn't do Hafshata. Yeah, if you makriv the head with the hair, obviously the hair is still attached to the skin, which is still attached to the head. Yeah, so here Rashi is saying, how do you know there's no Hafshata by the head? He calls, he marshals the sugi in Zvachim. who tells me that there's no afshat on the Reish, right? Not because it's chopped off. Yeah. So Menei Bey, Rashi Pashit, you can't read Rashi. But we have the Rashi, it's Pashit illegible. Yeah? Pashit can't read it. First he says, the reason why it's not Bechlal Hafshata, because you need Hafshata, you need Hafshat Vinituach, right? It's only called Nesach, and there's a Hafshat Vinituach, right? It's Bechlal Hafshata. It says Hafshat Vinituach. The Rosh is not Bechlal Hafshat, why? Because first Rash says, because you already chopped it off. Was that through Hafshata? And second of all, Rashi turns around a second later and tells me, where do you know Hafshata from? You know Hafshata from Zvachim, that there's no Hafshata. Yeah? So in Rashi, there's Machlokes, the Marsha over here with the Maram, how to learn Rashi. But like in each one, Labdafka is, you know, the part which is not good for them. Yeah, Mashov here says Pshat Rashi that when Rashi in the beginning said it's not Bechal Pshata Sherei Hutas Raisha. Yeah, Ain Zatam Shein Bechal Pshata Yishum Sherei Hutas Dim Kain Loi Drasha Da'acha Havalei Leichulche Shekvar Hutas Daroish Ain Bechal Pshata. The Masha says that when we know it's not Bechal Shata, well, Rashi is the end. The Gemara is Vachim. Right? If it's Rashi says, Al Shehutas Hu Tam, Dohak Itzrich Lele Rabbis, that Rosh Bechal Richu. Shehutas Kvar Beshchita. So the Masha learns, again, I don't know how to read it into the Rashi, okay? Mashal learns in Rashi that the Iker with the Gain Arasugya, okay, is Vahutas. Yeah, the reason why there's a Havamina, that's not Bechlal Nesachim, is because it's already cut off. It's already Hutas. It's not Bechlal Nesachim is cutting up the animal. That's Hefshet Vinituach, right? You cut up the animal. This part of the animal is already cut up. And the Rishonim speak out, the Raj speaks out, and you can't, I may be, you cut up the head a little more, but that you can't. You can't cut up the head more. So that's not an option. So the head, by definition, is not part of Nisachim, because it's already cut off. That's how the Mashal learns Rashi. Okay? Now, according to Masha, you have to really understand what does Rashi want with Hafshata, according to Masha? Why are we even talking about Hafshata? Okay. What? Right, I said before, the Mara says, yes, Raisa says, Shiashim Chalav Shata. Yeah, and all Rashi is all about Nafshata. So that's difficulty in the Marasha. But he focuses on the Mahutas, that's why it's not Bechal Nesachim. The Maram, no, it's not like that. That he learns he says that since it's command the mother bekula, so meila, He sounds like he's saying that it's missing in the hefshit because it's cut. The male is not shaykh for hefshit. You know, it's not shaykh kilu to be mafshit the skin in its entirety because it's already chopped off. But according to him, it's more true to the Gemara and it's more true to what Rashi says. That's not b'chav shata. You know, the hataza just makes it not b'chav shata. That's how the Maram is learning Rashi. Again, so for him, it's even more shver. Why is Rashi? What's the whole Rashi at the end? So even though the whole Rashi at the end is really just telling me the gabe, the gidim and that tzamas. But like, why is Rashi bringing it in? According to Maram, where the ikar is, it's not b'chav shata because it's cut off. Head's cut off. That's not b'chal shata. Meila doesn't have me. It's not b'chal nesachim because in order to be b'chal nesachim has to be b'chal shata. Meila. So that's the ikar is that it's not b'chal shata because it's cut off. Yeah. So then what's the whole end of Rashi? So one of shach Rashi where we have it is very shver. So maybe we'll see the shining in the sun. Got it.